USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A shooting at a house party held in honor of someone who was killed earlier left 13 people wounded, four of them critically, according to Chicago police. The shooting stemmed from a dispute at the memorial party, according to Chief of Patrol Fred Waller. The victims range in age from 16 to 48 and suffered different and various gunshot wounds to the bodies. Two people are currently being questioned. One of them was arrested with a weapon and the other was wounded. And in Baltimore, seven people were found suffering from gunshot wounds when officers responded to the report of a shooting, according to the Baltimore Police Department. Baltimore is experiencing one of its most violent years on record, with more than 330 homicides so far. The city has also seen more than 1,300 commercial robberies and 1,350 carjacking. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
New Zealand authorities said their country will now be a safer place after owners have handed in more than 50,000 guns during a buyback program following a new ban on assault weapons. But critics say the process was flawed and many owners have illegally stashed their firearm. The government banned most lethal types of semi-automatic weapons less than a month after a lone gunman in March killed 51 worshippers at two mosques. Police then launched a six-month program to buy back the newly banned weapons. If you love those hard-boiled eggs for protein throughout the day, Wendy King has a story about a recall.
Seven people have become sick and one person has died after eating hard-boiled eggs contaminated with listeria. The CDC is warning people to throw away peeled hard-boiled eggs sold in bulk to retailers by Georgia's Allmark Foods. Retailers are being told to wash everything the eggs touch, as the disease can spread very quickly.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The city of Baltimore will be monitored by surveillance airplanes for up to 6 months next year under a pilot program that is aimed at helping law enforcement investigate violent crime. The flights, which civil liberties groups oppose, will start in May and gather footage during the hours when the city experiences high rates of crime. Police Commissioner Michael Harrison said, "We will be the first American city to use this technology in an attempt to solve and deter violent crime." Baltimore is experiencing one of its most violent years on record, with more than 330 homicides so far in 2019. A transgender former Nike contractor is seeking $1.1 million in damages from the company for allegedly allowing gender identity-based harassment. According to the civil lawsuit filed this week, Nike and Maine's Brady Group, a staffing firm that hires workers for Nike, discriminated against computer engineer Jazz Lyles, who identifies as transmasculine and prefers the pronouns they, him, and their. The complaint was filed with Multnomah Circuit Court in Oregon. During Lyles' tenure at Nike from May 2017 to September 2018, the engineer was continuously misgendered by coworkers. While Lyles notified management about the issue multiple times, the company allegedly failed to implement any policy, procedure, or training around the use of gender pronouns in their workplace. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.